Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. It's Jake, alone, and by myself. Today's episode is a bonus episode. I call it a Frankencast. It's stuff cut from outtakes and stuff that I deleted from other episodes that I am now stitching together and shooting with lightning in order to make this podcast. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. If you don't leave us a rating review, that'd be great. And also, mandatory. You have to do it. For real. Not joking. By or on, preferably on January 1st. So that way we get this big boost all at once. It'd be cool. And without any further ado, I guess I'm going to send you to the episode. Fair warning, there are some Steven Universe spoilers, so sorry about that. And then also the audio kind of fluctuates, like it gets kind of loud a couple times, and also I yelled in the Alanis Morissette song, so like, just I don't want you to be surprised by anything. So cards on the table, that's the stuff that happens. Now let's get to it. It's Morphin time.
I mean, maybe we should try just being super annoying.
No.
But it made this guy $7.5 million.
I know. Look, I know. It's tempting, but
here's the
integrity,
trends.
Josh.
The trends on YouTube that
integrity.
I've noticed.
This
are
is
like,
going in the season 3 Frankencast.
Are like super annoying, or like extra hyper and excitable, or just like real angry and swearing all the time get you the most.
I'm not.
I don't want to be either of those.
No, no, that's not us, Josh.
I know that's not us.
YouTube ain't gonna change me.
But maybe we aren't marketable.
Not yet. It takes 2 years, Josh. I need to... Okay, cut all this so I can find it real quick. Excuse you. What the hell is happening? Oh, are you trying to download this? Don't download anything.
Oh, you want to download all of these?
I have so many podcast apps.
We're going to download 600 podcasts for you right now. Is that cool?
Where?
Can you look at reviews in the podcast app?
I guess not. No, why? What the?
You want to watch Serial?
What the? 28 hours. Stop it. Cancel. Cancel them all. Where's the cancel all button?
There isn't one, probably.
No, there is. I've done it before. No, that's not it either.
Is this worth it?
No, if I delete them from here, they delete from my computer too, because this is the podcast app is the goddamn worst. Cancel all downloads. Get out of here. Get out of here.
No, that was Pokemon news, not Power Ranger news. I'm good.
What's Pokemon news?
Korokoro leaked, and there's a picture of a new Pokemon. It's a silhouette that's going to be in the new movie. So it's either a Mega or something new.
Does it look like any Mega? Like
it might be Mega Zygarde.
What is a Zygarde?
He's the third. There's Xerneas.
Yveltal.
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 Yveltal. It's Zygarde.
Okay. So like a Mega Legendary. Doesn't that seem like crazy broken?
Yeah, but like all of the last ones are broken in their generation. Like
so it's Mewtwo, crazy, Mewtwo, crazy broken.
Mewtwo wrecked everything in Gen 1. Lugia and Ho-Oh wreck everything in Gen 2.
That's true. I actually
so
use Lugia.
So hang on, I'm going to show you what Zygarde looks like. He's not Zygrade.
Zygarde, yeah. That's probably what people have typed it in so many times as.
He's a very weird Pokemon.
No. No, I don't like that.
I don't know what his purpose is. Like, you would just encounter him at the end of X and Y, and there's like no. Even Kyurem is like, he's the husk of the dragon that was Black and White Dragon. Zekrom and Reshiram combined. They split, and then Kyurem was left. There's nothing for Zygarde that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's something, but I don't know what it
well,
is.
Well, because Xerneas is life, and Yveltal is death, right?
Yeah, so what's Zygarde?
Middle? Like
Limbo?
Like, just, you know.
Hello, can you go?
Internet.
Zygarde,
he looks like
hello,
internet.
Can you go? Zygarde.
He's the Pokemon of the internet.
Yep.
I guess I'm stuck in my throat.
Also, Kurt Angle has been in TNA way longer than he was in the WWE.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, way longer.
He's the new Macho Man.
Was Macho Man in the WCW longer?
No, but he was bad for longer than he was good. Kurt Angle's not bad, but he's just so, like, crazy and broken now.
He's got a neck tumor.
Stop. He should have not gone to TNA. He should have retired. He should have been like, no, I might die.
He had like maybe 3 good years in TNA, and he should have been like, I probably should have like done a lot of the stuff that he did. But then, you know, if he could have just gone back after like 3 years,
if he didn't go there, he'd probably still be happily married to his wife.
Probably. So
that was wife's married to Jeff Jarrett. So
she's co-founder of Global Force Wrestling. So there's that.
Did you see their
New divisions?
TV show name?
Yeah, Amped.
Amped.
Can't wait to drink that.
Mountain Dew Amped, the wrestling show.
Get psyched. That's their secondary show. GFW, get psyched. And then their one for kids on Saturday mornings is GFW, heck yeah. Or, oh yeah, man.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Wow. Well, that was probably cut. See you at the end of the year in the Frankencast.
I just had some Kurt Angle stuff I needed to get off my chest.
He was not listening to that same podcast that came out 2 weeks ago.
Is it a Grace Helbig podcast, or yeah. Was she just on one?
No, she does a podcast called Not Too Deep with Grace Helbig, where she doesn't ask you any deep questions, and if she asks you a question, it starts getting too deep, she goes, too deep, and then it stops. It's all like really weird, like irreverent questions, like, who would you most want to throw a handful of cold spaghetti at? Because you don't hurt them, but right. You do send a message. Trying to change it up for season 3. Trying to have new ways to get to
the... Do you
hear this? Oh, for sure.
I bumped it a couple times, too.
I've had to stop doing that because, like, while you're talking, if I itch, it's just, like, over, like, quietly under you. Just... Is there a Skulltula around? Is there a gold Skulltula in this podcast? I need to shoot it with my hook shot.
I said Skulltula.
Well, that's...
I say a lot of stuff wrong.
I don't know how it's
or
said.
Or differently?
Because I say Skulltula.
There's never been a Zelda cartoon to confirm pronunciation. No. Well, I mean, there has been, but Skulltulas are not in it.
We shan't speak of that cartoon.
I might buy it on DVD.
Good luck.
Because it's going to be terrible.
Oh, probably the worst. Speaking of which, you grabbed that new Turtles?
I did. I got it today.
Sweet. We need to do like a marathon of that.
Yeah, there's like 6 to 8 episodes on
per
thing.
Box.
I think it's just one disc.
I've seen the first episode. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Get your you guy all greasy?
Did you get your shit in?
Get your shit in, brother?
Just a little bit greasy. Just a thin layer. You don't want it too greasy.
No, you don't want to drain the color.
It's black, though. We'll talk about that.
I made a note.
You weren't waiting for me, were you?
Stitcher asks a weird thing. When you submit to Stitcher, it asks, there's like a form you fill out. It's
sure.
Not just like, this is the podcast name and this is the link.
Right.
Because it's like, what's your average listenership right now?
Right.
I'm like, oh, 0 to 100. Because that's the first.
They give you like brackets.
We're not over 100.
I would not say that.
And it asks a bunch of other stuff too. And it keeps its own metrics, which I keep forgetting to check. I'll do that maybe tonight. Probably not. Maybe tomorrow. So we can check those numbers and see.
Yeah, report back to you later on how we're being affected by Stitcher. Also, tune in.
we get one download, 1 to 3 downloads every day from me doing legacy episodes. So I don't know if that affects the
feed the
at
old
all,
ones?
But I pull it right out of the...
Oh, no, it'll just say like, hey, someone downloaded this. I download them all to make sure they go up. So
right. One
is always from me. Anyway, that was probably very exciting. Welcome to an episode where we talk about how the sausage is made. anyway, do you want to talk?
I can't do a Mark Summers voice.
The best I can
do. Do you do how it's made? Or is that just a generic voiceover
guy? I think that is if you took Mike Rowe and Mark Summers
and
made them have a voice baby, that it would be how it's made, man.
I took brats out of the freezer last night. Did I have to go cook after this?
They're fine in your fridge for a couple of days.
That's true, but I'm also hungry.
Well, then you probably should do that.
Yeah.
I bought Totino's pizza rolls because my brother and me is doing an episode sponsored by Totino's pizza rolls today. And last episode, because it's a bonus one, so it's on Wednesday and not Monday. On Monday's episode, they're like, hey, we're going to warn you right now. Go buy some Totino's pizza rolls because you're going to want some. We're going to talk about it for like an hour. You're going to be hungry for pizza rolls. And I was like, I'm going to take your word for it.
The episode is just about pizza rolls?
They just talk about Totino's. Sometimes it's a little – sometimes it's the personal pan pizzas that they have, that you know, like the frozen pizzas. Most of the time it's pizza rolls. Griffin does a pizza roll every minute. Every minute he eats a pizza roll. What you think? That's not too bad. It is, though. After 12 minutes, you've eaten enough pizza rolls to sate your hunger.
He eats like 60 pizza rolls then.
He gets to, I think, the episode's only 45 minutes long, even though it's called the McElroy Family Power Hour. right. presented by Tostitos Pizza Rolls. It's he gets to like 23 minutes and he's like, my stomach is making noises it shouldn't. I need to take a minute. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, all right, what if I eat five right now to make up for that? Or maybe he wait. No. Earlier, he's like, if I eat five real quick, I'll get 5 minutes of a break. It's very funny, but it also made me want pizza rolls. And I think I might just have those for dinner, too, even though I already had 12 earlier right. while I listened to the episode.
I'll have to check that out.
It's very good. I just listen to like two episodes a day, just like find random ones that sound funny, which is right. I know all of them will be.
Right.
So, whenever you're.
You always say that just as I'm like, it's on the tip of my tongue.
It's a sixth sense I have.
Then you stuff it back down my throat.
Grab your tongue. Oh, no. Whenever you're ready. This is going to be cut. Speaking of the moon, I'm very excited for Angela Slane versus Keith Lee. That's going to be a hell of a match.
Also, speaking of the moon, NASA released like a new picture of Earth today.
Yeah.
Looks like all the other pictures of Earth. But that's not the point. Somebody photoshopped the Majora's Mask moon in the background of it.
Well, that's terrifying.
I got a chuckle. And I was a little scared.
Yeah. Speaking of that, on Tumblr, there was this post, and like it was like a mile long, like a literal mile of pages, where it's just like the phases of the moon, but it's like, you know, nighttime, moon, and it's just like just incrementally just the moon shifting, and it goes from like a full or a new moon to a or a full moon to a new moon back to a full moon, and then all of a sudden the last one is just the moon from Majora's Mask out of nowhere, and you've been scrolling for a while at this right. point. You are like it is genuinely shocking.
The only thing I can think of, feel free to cut this because it's spoilers for later, but it's because the monster actually just sucks. So maybe
I think so. I think it might be. So maybe
like, we should make it out of a shitty lantern because he sucks.
Actually, you know what? I think I know what it is.
Okay.
And so we'll talk about
it.
I
think I know like what they were thinking, but
the execution is a little really weird.
But like, if what I'm thinking they were thinking is what they were thinking, they just didn't follow the rules that other episodes have set up before.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know what British people call anything.
They call it, it's a swampert. They call it the swampert.
Because like sometimes they'll say quid when they're talking about money, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Your money is the pound. But then I'm like, well, we say bucks.
No, a quid a quid is a change, I think.
I think quid is like their version of saying 10 bucks.
It will be in the show notes, and I'm pretty sure it's change.
Could be change.
It could, yeah, because it's like pounds and then quid. I think. I don't know. I'm not from England.
But then what's a pence?
A pence is like a penny.
But a penny is a cent, right? You don't say you do say I have a penny.
A penny is change, but change is not a penny.
Right.
So like a pence is a quid.
We should get rid of the penny.
We should. It costs 2 cents to make. What the heck is that about? Anyway, they also call the bathroom the loo and the elevator the lift.
Put extra U's into all their OR words.
Earlier in their development, there was a shipment of U's intended for another country, and they intercepted it, and now they're just like, oh, we didn't need them all.
Now would they have color?
Put them in all the words we could find. If you're one of our international listeners, I almost call them listeners.
If you are
from England, we're not making fun of you. We just don't know anything about the world.
We're just very ignorant.
Look, I can make pretty good barbecue. That's all I got. That's all I got. So
I
have a good haircut.
Look very handsome.
So, hey, you're modest. I have surf music stuck in my head. It's been there all day. It's driving me crazy.
You miss California?
Not even a little bit.
Because apparently that's like the only place you can surf is California.
Hawaii, yeah, also. But according to Rocket Power.
I think all surfing movies are in California.
I'm pretty sure.
And Rocket Power is also in California.
Rocket Power was...
But they did everything. They didn't just surf.
Right. Well,
they were good at every extreme sport.
They were X-Game kids. Except for Squid. He boogie boarded. What was Squid's name?
Squid.
No, what's his real name?
Kid.
No. He's not a Splatoon. He is not a blooper-given human attributes.
They're mutated from radiation because it's a post-apocalyptic world.
I don't buy that part. I'm just going to go with evolution. Or... they mated with Mario's and Peaches.
I haven't got all the scrolls yet, but I will tell you all the lore when I do.
Oh, is that actually a thing?
Yeah. There's hidden scrolls in each level that explain, like, the backstory.
Like in the single player?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Speaking of which, this is going to be cut. This is going to be a Frank and Cass exclusive.
Whoa.
There was a plan to have the last season, or the last year of Nitro, or of WCW in general, be shown as, like, an alien invasion, and, like, you wouldn't know who the aliens were. And there was literally on the books, written down, there is a supposed to be a shot of Mike Tenay looking at the camera, and then two eye stalks come up the back of his head. That would have been awesome.
What?
Yeah, this is when they're like, guys, we need to do something. And some sweet genius was like, aliens. And they were like, well, let's float that around, I guess. They were like, no.
No, instead, let's write a script about that. Where Mike Tenay is an alien. Wait a minute. Can we be just that straight up with that? I think we can.
And they're like, all right. We have to shut this place down. I think we're getting too deep.
Sell the fence. We're done.
That was March 20th. The next night on Raw.
March 20th.
Zeroth. Anyway. Good. That's a good one.
That's a real loud one. I didn't really back up. So.
No, you were all up in there.
Yeah.
Get back. People are just going to like, oh.
Is this a death metal podcast about Power Rangers? Very specific target market.
Very little crossover between the two, but they're gonna love this. What was I listening? I was listening to some podcast the other day, and they just like cut in music, but didn't turn anything down. Because music is like inherently louder, so you had to like adjust the decibels down, and it like so I'm listening, and all of a sudden it's like ba da ba da, and I'm like, oh god, what? Ah! I'm at work, so I'm like, what are we? Oh, hold on. I was new to eat. Sorry. Angela Lane promised me that she would let me hold the belt and take a picture with her when she won it. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're basically dating.
Why aren't you helping her move then?
I would. I would totally help her move. I enjoy helping people move for some reason. I also enjoy shoveling snow and mowing lawns because I'm a dad, I guess.
You want to build a deck?
Yes, I do. I kind of want to build another deck. Something else happened. Oh, yeah. My dad, for as long as I can remember, he goes to bed with a cup of water, right? So his nightstand is just like littered with plastic cups full of water. I had to clean up like 15 in my room. And I was like, oh, no, I'm just slowly becoming my dad. I already fall asleep in a chair doing this all the time.
Hang on. We got
pause for some sweet jams.
This is probably not going to stop till the morning time. I'm going to pause.
Okay. I put an asterisk where we were.
Now that we got a little bit more soul.
All right. Now that I think this is getting a little smoother. And if I splice in a clip of the Pitch Perfect 2 soundtrack right here, hopefully you've seen Pitch Perfect 2. I know you haven't.
I have not.
Because you were working.
Yep.
Both times that I saw it.
Yeah.
It's coming out in September, so.
Well, no, I could have gone the second time, but I got a killer headache.
Right.
Because I got out of work. And then I was like, oh, instead I'm going to sleep.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I got to start over.
Oh, no, you're dying.
It's too hot in here and I'm coughing now. Where is this coming from? This is the final episode of the Morphin Grid. I'm sorry.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I let you down, Rad Bob.
Rad Bob has killed Jake.
Achim.
The wizard? Achim?
No, ever seen The Critic? He got the. It's John Lovitz. He's a movie critic. It's a cartoon. It was on like Comedy Central. But he coughs by going, Achim. Pretty much every single thing in that show is major spoilers. But it's when Garnet is fused back together, and yeah. Jasper's like, you're cheating because you're a fusion, and that's just making two weak gems a stronger one. It doesn't count. Right. Like, Jasper can't understand that, like, friendship and teamwork is more powerful than not friendship and teamwork. Like, that no matter what your power level or your ranking in the gem class
their hierarchy
is, like, fusions and being together, like working together, is like better. Like she just can't get that, and then Garnet like busts a rap all over her, and yeah, it's amazing.
That's oh god, that show.
That show. I'm almost caught up. I have I think I have 8 more episodes. I just watched Sworn to the Sword, where Pearl teaches
Connie how to sword fight.
Oh. And it is so good. That's my favorite episode so far. I am both
very looking forward to and absolutely terrified about when they go to war.
Yeah.
I have a lot of weird theories about Steven.
We'll talk when I get to the episodes. I have a lot of theories too. I called Garnet being a fusion from this. You were spoiled, right?
Because it was fine. Sesha had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. But like when I first watched that episode over there, I saw Ruby and I was like, that's just Garnet's hair. That has to be.
Yeah, that's in Jailbreak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
if you go all the way back, Ruby and Sapphire are the two that she activates to open the temple door.
Right.
And like it's just all right there. They just never explicitly say it until Jailbreak.
Well, because you see her hands and like one's a square, one's a triangle.
Right.
And I was like, those are different gems. You're a fusion. So Garnet is my favorite gem. My favorite character might be Stevani, but I don't know if that counts.
Pearl's my favorite gem, but Connie is my favorite character.
I really like Connie.
Because she's just a regular girl. She's like, yeah, let's fight aliens.
Yeah, she's like, teach me how to sword fight so I can protect my friend. And Steven's like, no, I want to protect you too. And then they're like, let's just protect each other. It's so good, you guys. It's so good.
This has been the Morphin Grid.
We have to go. It's like rain.
Stop that.
On your wedding day.
No, stop.
Stop. All right,
I'll go home right now if you don't stop.
Sorry. Have I talked about how much I love Alanis Morissette? I don't think it's come up.
Not this organically.
No. Where was I? I got so sidetracked by Alanis. Then we cut up to the moon. And Rito...
Remember when Alanis Morissette cut her hair and it was like a huge deal?
Yeah.
And then like a week later just put extensions back in until it grew back out?
Yeah.
And no one ever mentioned it again?
Yeah. I think they were like, oh, you made a bad decision. We'll be cool. I think she looks fine with the short hair.
She looked pretty good with short hair. It was a good like, I've matured.
Yes. I'm a different Alanis Morissette now. Yeah. I'm always like just like real close, but like those one. Have you ever seen the one where it's like here's 32 colors, put them in order,
right?
There's
one. It's like a circle that's full of a bunch of different colored or a bunch of dots, and like some of them are a different color that makes a number,
right? And if you're red green colorblind, you can't see the
number. I'm good at that one.
Yeah,
and then there's another one that's like I think it's like a 5x5 grid. Of like different swatches of red.
Yeah.
And like one of them is a little different. And it does that for like every color.
I've never seen those.
I can also do that one.
The only ones I've seen where it's like, here are 32 colors that like, it goes from like white to black and it goes like through red or gray or whatever, right. Or it's like a color gradient and it's like, put them in order from like,
see, I've never seen that one.
I'll try to find it and send it to you. You probably be better than I am. Cause I'm like nailed it. And then it's like, oh no, you didn't. And it points out all the places I was wrong. I'm like, oh, didn't even notice.
Also, Twitter told me to follow Surge, the soda.
Yeah.
I don't know what they based that off of.
They're in your head. Did your Twitter app update?
Maybe.
Look at the retweet and the favorite buttons. If they're like in circles, like under the tweets.
They're not. Nope, it's still regular style.
Because mine did, but only on the Morphin Grid.
Let me go to the Morphin Grid. Yep.
That's weird. The Morphin Grid updated, but not anyone else. That's weird.
That is very bizarre. Maybe it's a preference somewhere?
I don't know. I didn't change anything.
I didn't either.
Anyway, back to Power Rangers.
Back to action. Tony's home.
Oh, fun, you were buddy. Doing laundry too. It's a big laundry day today.
Laundry day.
What's going on? I have a question. Is it hot enough for you?
You're legally allowed to shoot his head. You need to give us about 50 minutes before you do so, though.
It's starting to get like super hot out there. Carry on. Okay.
Your laundry looks real heavy.
It was quite 2.5 weeks.
Oh, that's nothing.
In that little bag?
I got like a month and a half, maybe 5 months. When's the last time I did laundry, guys? Whenever you're ready.
Oh, right.
I already looked up the date. We did it. We won.
Hit that milestone.
What was this called? Potion Notion?
Yep.
All right. This is a weird episode. This is the fade to black of the Morphin Grids.
Gee, that was a weird show. Did you see the picture that Andy Dalton put up?
No.
Okay, he put up a picture where the top half was the first Ricky Starks Dalton.
Oh, yeah. I did
see that.
And so,
like, there was the water spit in the face, and I think Dalton won that match.
Maybe.
I think he won it, like, relatively quick because of that. So, if that's the case, that's right. A pretty awesome callback. I wish the ref would have f***ing known the finish, though.
I've only seen one thing about James Johnson, and it was Slam Masters podcast saying, I don't think he's on social media.
But, like,
we'll let him know that his fans are hoping that he has a speedy recovery. Yeah. So, I think that was a legit thing.
Oh, I really...
Maybe just don't pile drive people anymore.
Right? Dalton, I know you're good at it. I know you've done it plenty of times, but, like, concrete. Stop.
Right.
Stop.
If you're going to do it on the floor, which just don't, but, like, lean back a little farther so you land more on your butt.
Right? Like, take it exclusively to your ass. Like, here's the thing. We won't mind.
No.
Because we like the people that you might murder.
So, like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I think I heard his head hit the ground. But then I'm like, maybe I'm just remembering the belt hit Angelus and imposing that onto him.
Yeah. That was the same match. And then also, like, later when Sammy hit Steve-O's shin after that Blue Thunder Bomb, like, that was an audible...
Right.
So, a lot of weird...
Thomas got messed up.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
That was a speedy finish.
Yeah.
Because Teddy Hart was like, what do you mean he tapped? No, he didn't.
Right. Yeah, because he, like, went to do a headlock takeover, but...
Just, like, kind of fell down.
I think they both
down.
Just slipped or something.
Yeah.
Thomas cranked his neck. Ugh. Ugh.
Until Christmas.
Till... Ken
At least we don't have to do Alpha's Magical Christmas ever.
Oh.
Ever again.
Hallelujah. Praise be Jesus.
That was the worst episode of anything I've ever seen.
We might have just had a collective... If we didn't have audio evidence, I think that might have been a fever dream. How bad it was. Yeah, she very, very definitely anamorphed.
Also, that's on Netflix.
Have you seen it?
We watched the first episode.
It's so bad.
It's something.
It's sure so bad. Something. I have the first three episodes on VHS right over there. But they're on Netflix. I've been meaning to watch it. Also, this is a weird fact about me. I guess it's not super weird if you know me at all. I'm very loyal to people who've been on shows that I like. Like, I will watch anything with anyone who's been on Buffy or Angel, pretty much. But Animorphs is also one of those shows. So here's some people that I'm super into. Sean Ashmore, Brooke Nevin, and the guy who plays Axe, whose name I have never known. But he was in, like, Road Trip. I watched Road Trip at an inappropriate age. Because he was in it. And I was like, oh, that's Axe. And then Brooke Nevin, anything she's in, I'm all about. She's not in as much as she should be. Anyway, this is not an Animorphs podcast. Rachel.
Is that the blonde one?
The blonde one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that blonde or not blonde?
The guy who plays Marco. Marcos?
I only know Tobias by name.
Okay. It was Jake who...
I know Jake too.
Who's Sean Ashmore. And Brooke Nevin is Rachel. And then somebody plays Cassie... and a guy named Boris plays Marco.
Boris
was also the model for Marco on the books.
Really?
He's the only one. And then the guy who plays Axe is on Royal Pains, which I haven't watched in a while, but I started watching because of him.
I have seen Royal Pains. It's a pretty fair show.
It's pretty all right. And that's it for the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I think they're real fun. They're real easy to put together. One of last year's took me like 2 hours, but this one was like, it was no problem at all. So, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. Emails at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphingrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. You guys get it. You guys know the deal by now. But a couple things I wanted to remind you about. Number one is that the best of episode submissions, if you have any fun bits that we did or anything from the show, from past episodes that you really enjoyed that you think should be in a best of episode that you could potentially show, like, new people. Well, I mean, show. They can't see it. They could listen to it, but they couldn't. You guys know what I mean. Something that would fit in that. Send those in. Those are due by December 15th. That's when I'm going to start working on it. Also, if you have any categories for the Morphe Awards, those... don't have a due date, but the sooner the better, because I have no idea when we're gonna do that. Oh, also, right, we didn't mention it in any of the last episodes. I didn't say at the beginning of this, if you send in a lot of emails, we're gonna do a bonus email episode, which I would like to do. So if you guys got headcanons or thoughts or theories or questions or comments or anything like that, go ahead and send those in. as soon as possible so we can get those together to make an episode for you. That's going to do it for the first Frankencast. See you next week with a new one. Okay, guys, don't tell Josh, but we might have another one on Friday. There's a lot of stuff that I cut from a lot of episodes, so you guys might get double bonuses. I'm really bad at doing a hiatus. Can you tell? Can you tell that I'm really bad at hiatuses? Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. But until then, may the power protect you.